And as you've been hearing in the news and probably all day, it's happened again. Less than a week after an asylum seeker boat capsized en route to Australia with terrible loss of life, another boat has capsized in the same area, north of Christmas Island. Last week's tragedy cost 17 lives. Another 80 or so people are still missing, presumed drowned. This time, more than 100 people have been rescued. That's the good news. The bad news is that at least one person has died. It's not clear how many more people are missing. We've heard some figures in the news reports, but I want to get the latest now on the search and rescue effort, and I'm joined by Mal Larson from the Australian Maritime Safety Authority. Mal, how many people are still unaccounted for at this moment?
Good evening, Waleed. Well, it's hard to say. The reports received early this morning when we first received advice that there was a vessel possibly in distress was that there was up to 150 people on it. Now, of course, it's very hard to verify figures like that until you sit down and actually talk to the people who may have been on board the vessel. What we do know is that vessels began arriving on the scene a few hours later because they were many miles from there. That's both merchant vessels and some defence naval vessels. And we have 125 people have been successfully rescued. There is at least one deceased person, and the search will continue tomorrow morning for any more. The advice we have is that they think that everyone who is in the water has been rescued, but there's still an opportunity to search tomorrow. And a need to, just to be sure.
Well, clearly. I mean, the figure that we're hearing in the news, I think, was 24 unaccounted for. Are you saying you can't confirm that?
At this stage, we can't confirm that. Authorities can discuss with some of the crew of the vessel itself how many may have been on board. As I said, the calls came very early this morning, the figures we have is up to 150. So it is very difficult to be precise at the moment, and we hope we'd have more information on that at some point.
What sort of conditions are rescuers working with?
It's a long way from shore. It's 107 nautical miles north of Christmas Island. It's much closer to Indonesia than it is to Australia. It's in fact another one that's in the Indonesian search and rescue region, but because the calls came to Australia, we acted quickly to bring into effect a search and rescue. They're always difficult in waters like that.
So how long do you continue the search?
The search will continue in the morning, and based on the advice of the people there, they will make a decision at some point as to when how long to keep searching for. But it's very much an operational issue based on people, experts who are familiar with the tides, the nature of the weather, advice about survivability of people in the water. Certainly the intention is to continue the search in the morning.
Can I just ask why that is the case? Because last week when the boat capsized, we spoke to you, the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, and we were told that the search would continue overnight. There were night vision goggles and whatever it was that was required to do that. Why is this rescue effort different?
It's not different. I mean, essentially we search. It's much easier to search in daylight for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Unlike the vessel last week where there was a very large drift area, and it was not precisely, there was a potentially a large amount of time evolved between when people were in the water and when the search continued, and there were a large number missing. The decision then was taken to continue during the night, obviously with the resources available. And the situation on this occasion is that the advice we have is that the people who have been involved in the search believe that anyone who is still alive has been rescued, but just to be sure, they will continue tomorrow, right, just to make sure that everyone is given every opportunity to be rescued if there are any survivors.
Mm. Thank you, Mal. All the best with the search.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mal Larson from the Australian Maritime Safety Authority. Some good news there. at least, that lots of people being saved. But that one death, of course, always one too many. And that raises a huge political debate, which has been taking place in Parliament today. And very late developments on that have been a complete game changer. I'll bring that to you in just a moment, and we'll get to that very soon. But at 16 minutes past the hour on RN Drive, I want to go to Christmas Island itself, because we hear about it really only in the context of this being some kind of chattel in this story. Stephen Clay is the acting administrator for Australia's Indian Island territories and joins us from Christmas Island now. Steve, thanks very much for your time.
Good afternoon.
How do, are authorities coping at the moment with the rescue and recovery efforts, given you've had two disasters in a week?
Well, I guess the other one hasn't now unfolded for us yet, but the one that was just finished was, I thought we performed very well here, and the emergency management committee and all the agencies involved in that and the volunteer organisations did a sterling job, and you know, we've got a plan that that is well rehearsed. It's a plan that has worked well in the past, and we update it all the time. So I think, you know, we're as ready as we can be.
Now, we've heard lots of survivors this time, which is great news. They're coming ashore, I imagine. What sort of state are they in?
Oh, I can't give you that information. I've no idea yet. you sort of put yourself in their shoes and you'd say, well, okay, I'd be fairly traumatised if that was me. I can't even comprehend what it would be like to try and travel to a place and then get the boat go down, and how difficult that would be, you know, to deal with. I can't even think of how that... It's not in my experience level, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, no, I can imagine. And where are people being taken when they arrive?
They're looked after by Department of Immigration and Circa on the island here.
Right. And where are they from? Have you been able to discern that? Which part of the world?
Are you talking about the current...
The survivors that have been coming ashore, yeah.
Yeah, no, we have no information on that that I can talk about. I don't have that level yet.
Okay. Weather conditions? I know that obviously affects the rescue significantly.
Yeah,
how are they looking?
Yeah. Well, I guess the AFSA person was on before may not be able to give that information, but I know that the weather conditions in the previous rescue were atrocious. I think it's calmed down a bit from what I can see on the weather fronts from here, but it's still challenging, very challenging. Locally here, it's very good. So if I can get them to here, it'll be nice and calm for them. But it's you know, it's a big ocean out there.
Indeed, Stephen. Good to talk to you. All the best with your continuing work in the area. It's Stephen Clay, Acting Administrator for Australia's Indian Island Territories.